From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
But America first does not mean America alone.
In a strong defense of his America First policies, U.S. President Donald Trump has told a gathering of global business and political luminaries that the world will benefit from U.S. economic power and invited them to embrace his growth-oriented philosophy.
When the United States grows, so does the world.
President Trump spoke to the closing session of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States.
As he has done throughout his political career, Trump made no apology for imposing reciprocal tariffs and tearing up trade deals and other international agreements that he sees as slowing economic growth. The America First philosophy provoked criticism among many at Davos who advocate a coordinated global economic strategy. Also in Davos, President Trump dismissed New York Times and Washington Post stories that he wanted to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller in June, but backed off when the White House counsel threatened to resign.
Fake news, folks. Fake news.
What's your message
today? Typical New York Times fake stories.
Mueller is investigating allegations the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. He's also looking into possible obstruction of justice by the White House. The U.S. Treasury has announced new sanctions against Russian and Ukrainian citizens involved in the Russian annexation of Crimea, barring them from doing business with Americans and freezing any assets they hold under U.S. jurisdiction. This is VOA News. The South Sudan government has reacted angrily to remarks made by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley, in which she called the government an unfit partner to the U.N. A South Sudanese foreign ministry official said Friday that Haley's remarks threatened to undermine the relations between the U.S. and South Sudan. Ambassador Haley did not mince words about President Salva Kiir's government as she addressed the U.N. Security Council yesterday.
There is nothing that prepares you for the sobs of the South Sudanese women, nearly all of whom have been raped.
Haley also accused President Kiir of promoting three generals who, she said, led the slaughter of innocent South Sudanese women, children, and elderly people, the same generals who were sanctioned by the Security Council in 2015. Kenya's opposition says it will swear in Raila Odinga as president next week. Opposition leaders maintain that Odinga won the 2017 presidential election over the declared winner, President Uhuru Kenyatta. Now, Kenyatta was named the winner of the August 2017 election, but in a stunning development, the Supreme Court overturned the results, saying it found illegalities in the transmission of the results. Three Western European intelligence sources have told Reuters that North Korea shipped coal to Russia last year, which was then delivered to South Korea and Japan in a likely violation of UN sanctions. Reuters' Matthew Lorotunda reports.
The revelations come after U.S. President Donald Trump accused Russia of helping North Korea skirt sanctions in a separate way by getting banned supplies. Russia's foreign ministry didn't respond to a request for comment on the coal shipments. Coal is an important funding source for Pyongyang's missile programs. The sources said it was offloaded in Russia before being placed onto separate ships for transport to South Korea and Japan. It's not clear which companies at the final destinations would have profited, and Reuters couldn't determine whether the ships on that second half of the journey knew the origins of their cargo. But Russian port documents show their listed destination as back in North Korea. Shipping tracking data shows otherwise.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Venezuela's top court has excluded the opposition coalition from the upcoming presidential election, a move that virtually ensures that unpopular leftist president Nicolas Maduro will win another term. Registration of parties and candidates to run in the election was slated to happen this weekend. The Supreme Court, however, told the National Election Council late Thursday to delay registration for 6 months. The court did not give a reason for its ruling. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.